Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, so are we ready to take this serious now? Everybody yes. Ready to settle in and we'll just, you know, we'll do our... It's, I've never been to jail. stick with me on this.
Okay.
I've never been to jail, but I imagine that's what it's like. It's like you go, okay, I got 30 days. We'll do my 30 days, be over it.
Sure.
Let's just get this over with.
We're going through the phase now in our house where, like, we've talked about basically everything there is to talk about other than breaking news that comes down in the afternoon on, like, social media. And so now we've resorted to getting games. We've ordered games, but because of the backup and everything, we're not going to get them till the end of next week.
I find that mindset interesting.
What do you mean?
Because Our lives, our routine hasn't changed that much. You know what I mean? Like, Amy and I, we watch TV and we talk and we do different stuff. But it's funny that people are already like, oh, 3 days in, I need to find a diversion. It's like, wait, what? I mean, I guess if you're not going to work all day, if you're spending extra time, but you're not spending extra time with Buddy.
Buddy will now be spending more time at home. The last couple of days, he's come home super early because of work. So
okay,
it's like,
but you're not.
But remember, she's very social. She's like out at bars all the time. She's at the golf course.
She being Kayla?
Yeah.
So I guess that's the other thing about it too, is usually there's something going on in the afternoon. Like if I'm going to the gym or, you know, running errands or whatever it is. And now it's just straight home.
Now I'm just stuck with it. Oh God, it's funny the people that obviously we're supposed to love. Now to that end, Dr. Phil put out a list of 10 things that you should 10 tips for surviving quarantine, and it's actually pretty good.
Okay.
Usually I look at that stuff and I roll my eyes. I go, oh Jesus. You know, Dr. Phil's 10 tips for surviving quarantine. It's like, oh, shut up, Dr. Phil. That's usually where I'm at on that kind of stuff. It's actually pretty good. So, we'll share.
All right.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
We can get to that in a minute. Are you ready for this coming up tomorrow where we're going to do a dry run of a live show from our individual houses?
I feel ready. I hooked up everything last night. I didn't turn anything on, but I hooked up everything last night in my closet. So this should be very interesting.
You're doing it in your closet?
Yes. I've been told that that's the best way because it's all padded and so it doesn't have any echo. The problem is that my kitchen and my dining room are one big room together. So if I do it from my kitchen, it becomes an echoey room. And then
I think it'd be awesome. I think the weirder this gets, the better. Because this is not normal. This is not normal. It's not normal times. This is not a normal thing to do. This is not. I think the weirder it is, the better, because it's going to be weird.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm so ready. It's going to be so much fun.
You got your stuff? Everything? Yeah. You good?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I just can't wait for the dogs to start barking in the middle of the show. That's what I'm excited for.
My setup is right next to my bed, so I'll probably be like laying flat. Like, yes, Jet, what do you mean?
You mean you're going to put in less than maximum effort on the show?
What? You got it.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! I try to be a glass half full guy. We're 29 and a half days out until quarantine is lifted. I mean, it's not serious. Nobody's coming to your house or anything, but, you know, stay away from people.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's the thing. We got to just kind of stay away from each other for a while. That was the funny thing that the governor said last night, too, is like, now is not the time to get all the neighborhood kids together.
I agree with that. Yeah. So can I tell you, on the way in this morning, I wanted to stop off and get a coffee. And I didn't because I was like, huh? Nope. Don't go and don't take a chance.
Go to the drive-thru.
I know it, they say it, but I'm like, you know what? I just told myself not to in the meantime, just to kind of distance because I'm so hyper aware of it.
Wait, are they open?
Yeah, there's a lot of places still open.
Yeah, if you got a drive-thru, you're open.
Yeah.
Oh, you know I just heard non-essential, so I assumed that was everything that was non-essential.
Right. No, they said if you've got a restaurant or whatever, you can have drive-thru.
Oh,
you can
okay,
you can have you. You can have delivery. You can have takeout.
Yep.
You just can't, people can't hang. You know what I mean? And so with the side all the way to one, the highly paranoid side, Kayla Jo Walker.
Yes, yes, very much so.
No, but that's, I mean, really, that's the whole deal. It's just stay away from people. It's not like you can't leave your house.
Yeah.
And if you're gonna be with people, they should be your people.
Yes.
That's the thing, because if somebody comes, if the neighborhood kid comes over, you don't know where the people in their house have been, is really the deal, and that's how stuff gets passed.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's kind of scary to think about, honestly. I did notice yesterday that, like, a lot of the afternoon kids...
With a highly paranoid side, once again, ladies and gentlemen. That's good. Somebody's got to be on that side.
Yes.
And then, that's awesome.
I did notice that yesterday, because Buddy and I like to take walks in the afternoon now, because... You know, it's the only way we can get out of the house besides being quarantined. And so usually the little kids are playing out in the street at that time right before sunset. And it was like a ghost town, like a tumbleweed just going down the street. There was nothing out there.
Yeah, and that's fine, too. They just probably shouldn't play together.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? They just probably shouldn't. You said your routine hasn't changed one iota.
Not at all. Yeah, it's still the same. I mean, I can't go out with friends and stuff like that. For me, that's the only thing that's different. And then my son, you know, we obviously his friends are not allowed over right now.
Mm-mm.
But I mean, he can still talk to kids through the PS4 with the headset, so when I allow him to get on, he's still socializing,
which, let's be honest, that's how kids get together now anyway.
But it was
Mom, I can't have friends over. You didn't have friends over anyway. you on the headset, on the video games, that's what you do.
Has any of your life changed at all?
No,
I'm so shocked.
Not at all. We were in yesterday. My mother-in-law, God love her, brought her over for corned beef and cabbage, which I felt bad. Ordinarily, McMullen's, you know, for St. Patrick's Day, goes heavy on the booze, not real heavy on the food.
Yeah.
There's food available, but it's a limited menu. Yesterday, because of the whole coronavirus thing, they said, we will do corned beef and cabbage. We'll do full kitchen, and we'll do corned beef and cabbage for you to take out. And take it home to your family. I guess you couldn't even get through to them to place an order.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Which is awesome.
That's great for them.
We had already bought the corned beef and cabbage, and the idea was to have my mother-in-law over. And she talked about how bored. I'm so bored. What do you mean you're so bored? You sit in your room and watch TV all day anyway. That's all you do. Nothing has changed for you. It's the idea that you can't go anywhere. I said, where would you go if you could go anywhere you wanted? Well, I would go to the store and I'd walk around. You don't do that.
That's not normal.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's not a normal routine. I guess, yeah, that's what it is.
She does make my wife take her out and buy her lunch.
Oh, that's
what
nice.
She will do. No, it's not.
No. I mean, so, the idea that she makes it happen.
Well, it's nice for my mother-in-law. It's
exactly.
Great. No, it's great for her. It's fine. But okay, so here we go. 30 days.
Yeah.
Knock this out.
We can do this.
Flatten the curve.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody don't get sick. And then we start fighting our way back.
Exactly. Yep.
It might not just be 30 days.
Fingers crossed it's 30 days.
Look, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. You know what I mean?
Good morning.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
This is probably not the smartest time to do what I'm about to do. But I'm going to ask for complete trust and confidence in just a minute on the first pick.
All right.
That we are still going to have a first pick for tickets for Enrique Iglesias and Ricky Martin at MGM Grand Garden Arena September 26th, which I got to be honest, my fingers are crossed at this point. yesterday it seemed like, September 26th, what?
I know.
Please, what?
We'll be back to high five it at that point.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll be tongue-kissing in the hallway.
Exactly.
It'll be great.
Back to normal.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah. I don't know. How have we survived these last few days? But I'm going to take a flyer on the first pick in a minute. First, we promised you. Ordinarily, when I see these things, I roll my eyes, that glaze over. I'm like, oh, bleh. Dr. Phil has 10 tips how to coexist in quarantine, and it's pretty good.
Okay.
Number one, you got to be honest. Acknowledge up front that you're stuck together, and this is how it has to be. So, surrender to it.
Yeah.
Number two, make a list of annoyances. The more upfront you are about what you can't stand about each other, the more likely you are to avoid those behaviors.
Oh, man. I don't think I could do that.
I don't know that you have to share your list.
Okay.
You know what I mean? In your head, just know this is going to happen.
Okay. I could do that.
Don't argue in front of the kids. You got to know how to do that. Have a safe word about the arguing. Have an arguing safe word so that you know when to walk away.
Interesting.
That anybody can call time out and walk away. Rotation time. Alternate your time in different parts of the house so you're not always on top of each other. Well, again, or go for a walk.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing at all.
You just can't go for a walk with 10 people. That's the thing. You can go out and you can do stuff. You just can't be around other people.
My boyfriend and I have been doing this where, like, in the afternoon, the last couple of days with the quarantine, he's been going down to his man cave and playing video games for, like, an hour or two, and then I'll stay upstairs and watch, like, a dumb show that I need that I try not to subject him to. You know what I mean? Like, we're like, it's some teen drama that I just can't stand.
I don't know anybody who sits on each other's lap all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, my God, get off me. After a while.
Yeah.
Dr. Phil recommends headphones. Put on some music or a podcast. Enjoy some private time. Vary your routine. Don't be a disgusting pig. Get up. He said slug. I said pig. But get up. Like, get up. Take a shower, for the love of God. if you're actually, it is the advantage to us. I mean, I don't know if you knew this. We're apparently essential.
Apparently.
Who knew? Who knew? We're essential. Look at us. I mean, but the bonus to that for us is that we've got to get up and get dressed.
It's true.
You know, I mean, like, I've backed off a touch, but you know.
Still
like
crew necks and leggings.
I'm wearing a hoodie. Yeah. You know, I'm wearing a hoodie, so it's different. Pay attention. I thought this was amazing. Pay attention to the first 4 minutes of the day. What you do in those first moments of interaction with your partner sets the tone for the rest of the day.
Yep. Oh, interesting.
Amazing. And also, before you judge someone, keep in mind that you're probably a piece of garbage, too. Oh, that was brilliant. Honestly, at first I was like, oh, please.
Uh-huh.
No, I think it's brilliant.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I've used this as a throwaway before on the first pick.
Okay.
Actually, and I was going to ask you, I was just going to ask you to call. Because I have a question. I have a specific. I'm just going to ask you right up front right now. And whether you think it's exciting or not, it is. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Everybody's schedule's so thrown off right now. What are you doing up at 6:10 in the morning?
Oh, it's a good question.
Like, what are you doing? Kayla's at work.
Yes.
Jessica's at work. What are you doing? Because there's a lot of people who are working from home. Why are you up at 6 in the morning? Well, I don't know. I have to call Tokyo, you know, or whatever it is. Just, we want to know. I have to believe there's at least 5 people that are listening right now, and we just want to know what you're doing.
Okay.
I'm driving down the 215. whatever it is. It doesn't, whether you think it's spectacular or not, we do. 702-364-9898. Somebody's winning tickets to Enrique Iglesias and Ricky Martin. Call now.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
So everything's kind of screwball. Obviously, we all know that. And for the next 30 days or so.
It's going to be that way.
It's going to be that way. If you don't have to go out, don't go out. Stay home. Hashtag stay the F home.
Yes.
Now, if you did go out for St. Patrick's Day, no judgments here. Just good for you. Glad you got it out of your system. Stay home.
Please.
Stop it. Yes. Actually, there's nowhere for you to go. There's no bar for you to go to now. There's no club for you to go to. Though you can go pick stuff up. But you can't stay. So the question that I had, obviously people's routines are changing somewhat. Olive out of Nellis, what are you doing right now?
I'm sitting outside a grocery store waiting to get groceries.
Yeah. Yeah. When are they going to open?
at 7:30.
Jeez.
Oh,
are
my
there,
God.
Are there lots of people out there?
There's actually 5 of us right now, and I'm surprised there's even 5.
That's crazy. Do you know if they have, like, a shipment coming in? Because every store I've been to has been barren.
Yes, I do. My mom actually works here, and my brother does. So I know that they have a shipment.
Yeah, the trucks are coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, the trucks are coming. It's like they said, it's not a supply problem. It's a demand problem. Everybody being weird.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Everybody's freaking out. You don't need 40 packs of toilet paper. You don't do that much. you just don't. Honestly, if you're doing that much, you need to see a doctor, but not for coronavirus.
No.
you got an issue. No, that's fun. Joe in Northtown. Hey. Oh, actually, Joe's not.
Good morning, guys.
Joe's not in Northtown. Joe, where are you right now?
I'm on my way to Kingman right now on the 95.
How far are you?
About an hour out. An hour out.
Okay. Did you hit the rain?
No rain. Nothing right now.
Oh, I heard there was rain. The rain is going to, you know, it smells like rain outside. It's not coming into the valley, but I heard it was down by the dam.
That's why I wondered.
You didn't hit any?
No, I don't see nothing right now. I mean, it looks pretty cloudy, but I don't see any rain at the moment.
What's so exciting in Kingman?
I'm actually a delivery driver, so I deliver tires out there. So.
Huh.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's awesome. Well, drive safe, man, and thank you for everything you do.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
Hang on 1 second. Don't leave, though, because you might win some prizes. Kelly, what are you doing right now?
I'm talking to my China office.
Well, aren't you? You are important. Look at you. Are they, how do they, do you guys talk about this coronavirus much with them?
No, we don't.
Not at all. Nobody wants to.
No.
Nobody in China is talking about
the world
it.
Right now.
They're like, oh, what? No, that never happened. No, us? No. What kind of business are you in? Can I ask?
I work at an immigration and a trademark and patent attorney's office.
And life goes on.
Yeah.
It really does.
That's awesome. So what time do you start working in the morning?
Technically, our work hours are 8:30 to 5:30, but I'm usually up and in my office by 6. That way I can coordinate with our China office.
Yeah, but isn't it like 9 o'clock at night for them?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Wait.
It's when they're getting off is when we get up, but we still have to somehow manage to coordinate time.
Well, way to go by making them stay up late. You keep your schedule. They have to work around you.
Well, they actually, my phone goes off all night long, but because I work 2 jobs, I refuse to speak with them until like 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's great. Good for you.
Still, that's good.
So, Kelly, do you speak Chinese?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought it would be a requirement for that.
No, you're making them work around you. Kelly's boss lady.
Kelly knows what's
up. They got to work around her. Yeah. I appreciate this. Thank you, Kelly. Hang on 1 second. Michelle, what are you doing right now?
I am sitting at work, working on some referrals and authorizations. I'm in a doctor's office.
Yeah, and people forget other stuff happens, too. It's not just all coronavirus all the time.
Exactly.
People still getting hurt and people still getting sick. So
exactly.
God bless you for everything you're doing. We appreciate this.
Thanks.
No, seriously, you guys, it's
so weird because, like, Kathy Griffin's mom, for example, she's 99. She wasn't, and she just passed away yesterday, the day before. And I assume everything is related to the coronavirus right now. Unfortunately, it's just the assumption. And
she's 99.
But that's the whole thing. She didn't pass away from the coronavirus. Things just happen outside of that. Like, there's a whole world happening.
Well, Michelle, just know we appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you guys always being there.
I can tell by your laughter. You're like, I'm not doing anything. But no, you really are. No, you really are. And in a similar vein, Mike in the Northwest, what are you doing?
I work in a hospital.
My man. Again, thank you.
Hustling.
We appreciate it. Has there been an uptick? I mean, are there more people in your hospital?
Well, we're now seeing, because I work in surgery, we're just now seeing a decrease in surgery.
Yeah, because nobody's doing the elective. You know what? I'm not going to get this whatever it is taken care of right now.
Yeah.
I'll wait. Yeah. I'll wait to go to the hospital if I don't have to.
Yeah. Well, pretty much.
We appreciate you, man. We really do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Two more really quick, because only because this one, Rachel, this sounds like super secret illegal stuff. This sounds,
they're open until noon today.
This sounds like some black market on the under. Yes. You shouldn't be doing this. The cops are watching you. You got to duck down a side street. What are you doing before noon today?
I am taking my daughter to get her hair done.
Because the most real thing.
Because they close at noon.
Yep. The most real thing I saw on the internet yesterday was in about 3 weeks, we're going to find out what everybody's hair color really is.
All of grace.
The most real thing. Tell Ava we said hello. She was messaging Kayla.
Oh, she's listening right now. So thank you.
Awesome.
We just want to say we appreciate you, because we just said this morning, you guys are keeping it an unusual situation as normal as possible. So we appreciate you guys.
Trying to, anyhow.
Very sweet.
Right. It's the great. As unusual as this is, you guys are making it normal as possible.
You make me cry, so I'm gonna put you on hold. So no, we're just trying to do what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know, that's all it is. Wayne the Flagger, what are you doing, sir?
I'm heading to work because apparently I'm essential.
Yeah,
too.
You are. Yeah, you are, brother.
Can I tell you something?
Woo! The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Even in what appear to be dark times right now, there are things to celebrate.
Yes.
Taylor's very excited today. The diet is over!
The diet is over.
Because why?
Because I no longer have to fit into a bridesmaid's dress.
Hey!
Yeah, the wedding was supposed to be on the 9th?
The 11th. The 11th, yeah. Is when the wedding was. And so I've been on this hardcore diet since kind of the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And doing really good, like trying to work out. Like I've lost, like I'd say just shy of like 18 pounds, I think.
Good job.
And she looks amazing. She really is.
Thank you. Thank you. I've lost it in all the right places, and I can brag about that because I get told all the time that my waist is very thin now, and I'm like, yes.
I thought it was the eyelashes, but no, it's legit.
So the wedding, as far as I know, is still happening, but I had to tell the bride last night that Buddy and I would no longer be coming because of the state having to shut down, essentially.
You pulled the plug.
I did. I'm shocked that she still has it because the wedding itself has been canceled. The venue itself has been canceled.
The venue. Oh, you weren't here for this yesterday, little Jess. I was trying to think when we talked about it. No, so this wedding that she's going to, the venue told the bride, you're not having a wedding. She's like, the hell I'm not.
Spoken like a real bride.
She's holding on to this. Like, and it's, what's her name?
Chelsea.
But it's like, Chelsea, you don't have a place to have it. We're having the wedding. It's like, but there's no venue. We're having it.
It's happening. So the wedding, and then where the reception is, the reception place is not canceled yet.
Right.
But this wedding has 100 plus people coming to it, so I don't understand how that's even possible. So when I talked to the bride yesterday and told her this news, she was like, oh, everything is normal here in Florida. Like, none of the bars or restaurants have closed down, nothing like that.
Oh, no, it's happening.
Oh, no. And then I get off the phone with her and I call my mom and I go, Chelsea's trying to tell me that, like, nothing is different there. And she goes, what are you talking about? Everything is shut down right now. And they only allow, like, 10 people into a place at a time. And they have to sit 20 feet away from each other.
And all those idiot spring breakers out on the beach, we all saw it on social media.
Yep.
All those idiot spring breakers ruined it for everybody.
Exactly.
Because now they're going to shut the beaches, too. And in fact, what's the governor? DeSantis was doing the same thing Sisolak did, where he's like, all right, y'all can't seem to handle it on your own.
Exactly.
you guys can't behave. We'll shut it down. That's it. On the flip side of that, I put on these jeans this morning,
mm-hmm.
and I went, oh, no.
They're a little more snug?
Oh, no. The quarantine fatness is already kicked in. I was like, oh, no. No. And then I realized, no, my wife just washed these jeans. I'm still good.
Okay.
I'm still good. I'm still okay. I was like, oh, no, I'm already getting fat. And I was like, nope, she washed these. I'm straight.
So
Kayla, will you read this really quick? Good feeling story of the day is coming up in just a moment. We found 10 more good feeling stories. Coronavirus related, and as long as I can pop out 10 of these bad boys a day, I'm gonna do it. So that's coming up in just a minute. And thank you to our friends at Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers.
This is your reminder. It's time to wash your hands. And even more important, there are germs and dirt in the nooks and spaces of your rings. Visit our trusted friends at Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers to sterilize and clean those germs away. There is no charge, and you will be safer.
He does make a point.
Yeah.
My wife is like, wipe down your phone, wipe down your watch. I saw on TV, you have to wipe down. And I went, ooh, that makes a lot of sense.
Right.
So you should probably get your ring clean too.
Exactly.
All right, good feeling story of the day. I would also like to call a Chet Buchanan Show family meeting at 7:15 this morning.
Oh.
7:20.
Okay.
Chet Buchanan Show family meeting at 7:20. I have something I need to run by you, Kayla, you, Lil Jess, and the P1s.
All right.
Seriously. Now, I don't know if we're going to abide, if there's going to be any decisions made, or if I'm going to abide by that. But I want to run something by y'all.
Okay. I'm Kendra Kay with your radio.com traffic.
I half expect Kendra to come on. You know, I'm John Barr. Here's a look at the roads. And Kendra goes, uh-huh.
There's some movement.
Are we talking about traffic, really? There's seven of you out there. If y'all hit each other, you're stupid. Honestly, if there's a wreck, what are you doing?
Oh, right.
What are you doing right now?
God,
are you? Your car is not self-driving. It's not. That's the only. Are you doing your makeup? Because that's the only way there could be a wreck right now.
Maybe she could come in and go.
One would
the
think.
Average commute time usually during this time is 15 minutes. Now it's 2. So congratulations.
Yeah. I'm John Barr. Let's take a look at the roads. Kendra comes on and says, do whatever you want. No, I just, obviously it's much lighter.
Yes,
but out in the thick of it. Hold it. Let's go out to breaking news. Let's go out right in the thick of the action.
Oh, here we go.
Teresa from down the block. What's going on?
Hey. How you doing?
Hi, buddy. So do you have to work today?
I am essential.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. That is the new, that amongst this show, that is the new P1. That's the new P1.
I am essential.
I am essential.
I'm going to change my status.
I will be with you every morning because I work for the Clark County Water Reclamation District, which is your sewer company, which... all the toilet paper that y'all are buying and flushing, we're taking it in and we're fighting through it. No problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Do not graduate to paper towels.
Please.
Do not graduate to paper towels.
First of all, that just sounds painful to begin with. Okay. No. Paper towels?
Don't.
Yeah. And the people who flush the flushable wipes, they're really not flushable. Yeah. And it really causes us trouble.
Yeah, really, really bad. Well, that's good. I feel like, you know what? I feel like we accomplished something right there. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great day.
Water will be clean.
How is traffic?
Traffic is normal right now for me. I'm in the airport connector as we speak. And it is... maybe about half of what it usually is.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, be safe. Have a great day. Thank you for what you do.
Oh, sure. Thank you for having me on. Have a great day. I'll be listening every day.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Lil Jess, we need you to be a judge. Although I think I lost this one. Social media post face-off.
Uh-oh.
Kayla and I have social media post face-off. But honestly, I think she got me. I don't feel bad about this one. You just award the point to her now. I said, in addition, at the same time we're posting it, we're giggling at our own post. You know how you do
that.
I think you're so smart. In addition to numerous Fortune 500 companies emailing me personally to let me know that my health and safety is their primary concern, apparently... I'm essential.
Yeah.
And then Kayla, what was yours?
Retweet if you're essential.
Yeah, point Kayla. Point Kayla. Kayla wins that one.
$1 billion.
Boy, she wins that one. Play Kayla's victory song. But really, no, go retweet it.
You get to go, really, yeah. Oh,
sometimes I get a good feeling.
Listen, if you only pay attention to the chaos, then it's easy to miss the good stuff. So more and more of these are coming out. There's some people in, and this isn't even one of them, I don't think. I didn't read all 10 of them yet. No. There's some, what are they calling them? Angel shoppers here locally that made the national news.
Really?
Yeah. They're going around and they're buying a bunch of stuff, not like the gross bulk buyers of the toilet paper or whatever. They're just buying extra stuff. And then senior citizens reach out to them and they take the stuff to the senior citizens.
Dude, that's awesome.
It's the greatest. It's the greatest. A woman in Pennsylvania has a free mini library outside of her home that she normally stocks with books that people can borrow. She's replaced the books with free canned goods. And apparently more people have followed her lead. Like the canned goods, like nobody's taking the canned goods. More people are doing even more canned goods in case people need them.
Oh, which, very amazing. Cool.
A regular customer in Houston left a $9,400 tip at a really famous restaurant on Monday. I want to say it's called Lola's, but now I'm thinking I'm getting it confused with the place here. But anyway, it was a famous restaurant in Houston. He left a $9,400 tip right before they closed down for the next few weeks.
Said, oh, my God.
Spread it amongst the staff. A bunch of young classical musicians were supposed to perform at Carnegie Hall on Monday, but it got canceled. So they decided to perform in the middle of Times Square instead. There weren't a ton of people there, and they probably shouldn't have all been there together, but it's nice. Canada has created a whole new word to describe all the random acts of kindness that we've been seeing. The word is caremongering. I dig it.
Okay.
Caremongering. I like it. The idea of neighbors forming kindness committees is picking up steam in the U.S. One weird side effect to the crisis, gas prices. Whew. The national average is going below $2.
Oh, my God.
Some experts think in certain areas it may go to a buck.
That's nice. Crazy.
Tell your children about the last time that happened. Gas was under. I found a thing the other day from way early in my radio career that we did. We had gas wars when the gas went over like $2. And we did gas wars at the station I was at. And they got them to where they gave you a dollar to come and fill up.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah. But I mean, it's been a long time since gas prices have been this low. On Monday, two kids in Ohio who play the cello decided to do a front porch concert for their elderly neighbor who has been self-isolating. The video went viral. Some kids in Japan missed their elementary school graduation because of the outbreak. So they improvised and threw their own virtual graduation ceremony in the game Minecraft.
Okay.
Okay. A surfer bro near San Diego has been standing at an intersection with a sign encouraging people to share their toilet paper. Once people started to give him rolls, he handed them out to other people. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Here's a reason to stay hopeful. Mainland China only reported one new coronavirus case on Monday. Woo! Caused by community spread. So if that's true, it's definitely tapering off fast there. And hopefully we are now getting out in front of this thing.
Nice.
Hopefully. And a couple in New York was supposed to get married on Saturday. Big ceremony. 200 people. They're not letting the virus stop them. Instead, they said, okay, we're going to get married in their own apartment with only 6 guests. The groom says he, quote, can't go another week not marrying that woman.
That's incredibly sweet.
The bride added that love always prevails. And so there's 10 good things that have come out just in the last day about the coronavirus, so all is not lost.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Shout out to all the parents that are trying to homeschool their kids now.
Oh, my God.
Yes, they should pay teachers $1 billion a week. Unreal. Our buddy Carlana, you've been a teacher for quite a while, and have you shifted over into online?
Yes. So when I started helping you out with toy drives and whatnot, I was actually a daycare teacher. I was teaching 2 and 3-year-olds for preschool.
Right.
Now I am an online high school teacher. A big shift.
Wow.
That's amazing. And so obviously, I'm sure a lot of people are reaching out to you going, all right, this is tougher than I thought it was going to be. What do I need to do to help teach these kids and keep them busy during the coronavirus quarantine?
Yes. Well, it's not just me. It's a lot of teachers. A lot of us are still, we're still accessible even though schools are closed down. We're using Class Dojo like we have been in the classrooms or remind.com to communicate with parents and students. Some of them have our emails. So, you know, we're still accessible. We are still communicating, especially if parents are scrambling to look for things. I do know CCSD has been handing out a list of online resources at the food distribution sites that they are holding Monday through Friday, but they're just links. And what I'm looking to do is to break down the digital divide of students and families that don't have computers, the internet, or printer, or all the above, to be able to access those resources. While we're in a digital age, it's understandable that it's super easy to put a bunch of links on a piece of paper or a website, but if families don't have those things accessible to them as devices to access them, then there's a disconnect, and those students are going to be left behind.
That's our buddy Carlana. She's a P1, and she's an online teacher now, mm-hmm. which obviously everybody's pretty fired up about. And so if you're not already in the online program with CCSD, can you just jump on now? And like, are there classes available?
So no, it doesn't work that way. So I work at Nevada Learning Academy with CCSD.
Okay.
And we run the online high school for the district for all 42 high schools. And then we run a blended learning program for middle school 6 through 8. The problem is you have to be currently enrolled to access our courses. So those students right now who are enrolled in our program, whether it's full-time or part-time for the other high schools and middle schools, they can still work on their courses if they wish. Unfortunately, you would have to be enrolled before this happened, but there are other resources out there to help students that are not online. And that's what I'm trying to get out to sure. the families today and this week, and hopefully try to, you know, get a good trickle going throughout this process of us all homeschooling our students from home.
It's like our buddy Carlana was handing out free toilet paper. She's the most popular girl in town right now, online teaching. Kayla, did you have a question?
So are you guys going to have to make up these days at all?
So currently right now, the way the situation is because Governor Sisolak has deemed a state of emergency here, we don't have to make up these days at this point. So currently we're just on an extended spring break mm-hmm. through April 14th when we're supposed to report back. Now, here's the twist. If our state and the Southern Nevada Health Department deems we need to stay out longer, then we will need to be creative in how we finish the school year to try not to make up days during the summer.
Right.
Because we do have to have 184 days of teachers on campus, 180 days of instruction with students. We still have to hit that what's called seat time capacity of 180 days in order for us to move forward into the next school year.
Yep.
That conversation is being had at the upper admin district level where they're handling the crisis plan. Things are ever changing pretty much like every couple of hours. As if anyone watched the school board meeting last week on Thursday, information was changing as they were delivering information to the community through live stream. So, you know, we have something on our hands that we've never really dealt with before in our current time.
Sure.
And so it's important for us to, one, keep level heads, just take information as it comes. Don't take in everything and start going into panic mode, but definitely take care of you and yours. As a community of educators, our number one priority is families take care of themselves first. And then if they want to try and continue academic skills the students already have in place, but make sure that they don't slide a little bit too.
Sure, make your kids read something. Make your kids read something.
Yeah. So, you know, like if parents are looking more to look at this as more like family time, sweet. Please have them read. Please have them write.
Sure.
If you guys are out and about in the grocery stores, look at the numbers and create a math moments. You know, there's a lot of things we can do. Cooking. This is probably a great time to teach our older students in high school how to do things that they don't know how to do.
That's what somebody else said. Teach them how to do stuff in life. You can use this right now.
Yeah, it's tax season. Balance the taxes. Yeah. Whatever, do your taxes.
No, seriously, we're proud of you. Teach them how to do laundry. They ain't gonna like it. But teach them how to do laundry. They don't like history either. You know?
No, they don't. But hey, laundry, that's still math. They're measuring.
Yeah.
That's true.
Teach them how to put gas in the car. See? We're proud of you, and thank you. She's got her wrap down, too. I like that.
I like it, yeah.
You're doing a great job. We're really proud of you. Thank you, Carlana.
No problem, you guys. Have a good day.
We'll see you. Bye. Yeah, she was on the TV, and I'm like, I know that girl. It was pretty awesome. So in the wise words of Dua Lipa, how to avoid the coronavirus. Don't show up. Don't come out.
No.
Don't start caring about me now. Walk away. You know how. Don't start caring about me now. Here in her own words, Dua Lipa. We'll do that in a minute. I didn't realize it was going to be on the end of that. I didn't realize that was part of the recording. That's
yes.
My fault, and I'm sorry.
No, that's
no. But I'm really interested. Are you trying to homeschool Dwayne? Are you trying to keep him keep the education moving?
He's definitely doing school work, but yeah. Luckily the middle school he goes to, the teachers have already. They already sent assignments and everything over.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So that takes the pressure off of you.
Well, no, you still have to make sure that they're doing it. And the thing with him is he's trying to rush through it. I'm like, bro, it's about retaining, not who can finish it faster.
I thought of you when I saw the meme. It said, day two of homeschooling. The student has been expelled and the teacher has quit.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
702-364-9898. If you're available, I guess we could probably make a P1 squirt out of it. Actually, I don't know. It's not really a P1 squirt because I think we can all... I don't know that there'll be dissenting opinions.
Oh.
I'm in a major fight with my boyfriend, says Serena, over the coronavirus. We stayed in on Friday and Saturday and just watched TV. Sunday, I got a call in the morning from a girlfriend. We wound up going to brunch. After brunch, I was hoping to hang out with my boyfriend, but when I called him, he asked me where I'd been. When I told him brunch, he got mad at me and told me not to come by. He believes that I selfishly risked exposing myself, and with his grandmother's birthday in 2 weeks, he says he can't risk being exposed. Boy, hasn't this all changed since Sunday, too?
Oh, yes.
Hasn't this changed so much? Our one-year anniversary is this coming weekend, and he's telling me that it is now postponed until after he sees his grandma. We're talking 3 more weeks. I think he's being dramatic. I thought you would show symptoms within 5 days of contracting the virus. No, it's 14.
Yeah.
But he's trying to tell me that anyone who's been in public should be quarantined for 2 weeks. Okay, there you go. Before coming in contact with someone with a compromised immune system. He says if he sees me, his grandma will die. Is there anybody else going through this?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You know what? I never even thought about this. Yeah, what about, you're in a pretty serious relationship, but you're not living together.
Yeah.
Are you still seeing your significant other?
Oh, that's a great question. Mm-hmm.
By the way, don't use your real name on this one. Just don't. You'll get shamed. Not by us, but by others.
Yeah.
And I don't want to discourage you from calling 702-364-9898. But is there anybody else going through this where your significant other says, I'll see you in a month.
Yeah, you're staying there, I'm staying here. So, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone because my boyfriend and I live together. So I'm like,
None of your friends?
None of my friends are, you know what? I probably should. I have a friend. I'm going to text right now because I'm curious now about their relationship.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I mean, and honestly, there's no, people are like, well, but you give away Enrique Iglesias and Ricky Martin tickets. And that's not till September.
Yeah.
You give me a shirt now and I'll pick it up later. It's like, no, that'll get lost. Somewhere that'll all go sideways. So Serena is upset with her boyfriend because she, as she characterizes it, major fight. Ooh. Now this was a couple of days ago, and things have changed a lot. But they stayed in over the weekend, but she went to brunch. Short version is she went to brunch on Sunday, and he said, "All right, that's it. We're not seeing each other anymore."
Yeah.
My grandma's birthday's in 2 weeks. I intend on seeing my grandma. I don't even know if that's a great idea, but I'm not here to judge.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I don't know if
unless
that's
he's in full quarantine, it's probably not the greatest idea for him at all.
Depending on who he's been around.
Yeah.
You know, if I don't know. Well, we had my mother-in-law over yesterday.
You know, but the difference is
I've been out with you. I've been in a room with you. You're the only
that's sketchy.
You? Yeah, you're really the only other person that I've been reasonably close to.
And corner office Dan, and that's it.
No, I stay away from him.
Do you guys have conversations at least 6 feet apart?
Yeah.
That's really smart, actually.
Yeah, I would say.
I mean, but you know who you've been in contact with. So I'm assuming, let's assume this guy, if he's hyper aware of it, that means that he is being safe as well. That's all we can assume at this point.
Well, sure, because he knows it's his grandma. Oh my God, Brandy, how many kids do you have?
I have 4 kids.
Yeah, you can't get rid of any of them. You're just stuck the whole time.
I'm stuck.
So you think that Serena's boyfriend is in the right here?
To an extent, yes. So I work in the healthcare field. I'm a medical assistant for lung and allergy, and we actually are a little bit more at risk because as far as the symptoms go, you're talking fever, cough, mm-hmm. shortness of breath. Working in lungs, you have cough and shortness of breath anyways. So you have to prepare yourself and hope that nobody's been exposed or nobody's bringing anything into you. But that you don't then take that home or take that out in the public. That's how this thing spreads so quickly is that, you know, everybody wants to
go out
and buy toilet paper.
We get all that. Serena went to brunch. Serena went to brunch and her boyfriend says, I can't see you anymore. You're okay with that?
Yes. All right. Stay away. Don't come into contact with me. I go to work and go home and sit with my kids because I can't risk it.
No, us too. Thank you so much. We got to jump really quick. Teresa and Henderson, you think Serena's boyfriend's spot on here?
I do think he's spot on. She just exposed herself to so many different people. And he's right. And we don't know who's carrying it. It incubates for so many days and then you get it. And of course, he doesn't want to give it to his grandma, who he probably is going to end up postponing that a couple more weeks. But he maybe doesn't even want to expose himself. Maybe he also has a health issue that is underlying and that could be, you know, like asthma or anything. You know, it's a lung thing.
But that would have come up. I think that probably would have come up. But it was all about the grandma. Nancy, you're living this, like literally you heard this and went, oh my God, that's my life.
So his girlfriend called yesterday and wanted him to come over because I guess they're having a little family gathering. And I worked in the healthcare business, so I'm like, no, we need to sit here and watch what he's going to say, because he also wanted to go to work. So I'm like, no, work is going to be canceled, trust me. So she's texting him back and forth, and he's like, oh my God, I can't believe her. She's really getting mad. I was like, you need to let her know that you are not going anywhere. You need to stay home. And that's pretty much it. Like, they've been going at it all night. But she doesn't care. Like, we're doing it for her family as well.
Well, at least you're getting a look into the future of how ignorant your future daughter-in-law is.
Yeah, I'm like, you're not going anywhere and you have to stay home.
Michael, you said you're living the same thing.
I am. Currently, me and my girl, we live separate. And today she called me after she went to work and had a meeting that somebody on her team possibly tested positive for the virus.
Oh, my God.
I just got this news, and then I'm like, whoa, what the hell do I do?
Stay away.
Yeah, you stay away.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, but she's got my car today. She got to pick me up for work. I'm like, oh, this is great.
So it's like, what's worse? Like, do you have your girlfriend, you take the chance, and then she takes you to work, and that can be it? Or do you try to call, like, a rideshare or something like that?
No, then nobody's doing rideshare.
Exactly.
I got a truck. I'll throw you in the back.
The other day, I had my parents pick me up, and that scares me.
Scares me, too.
Yeah. How your parents, what, like, what ages? Like, over 70, like they're saying?
Old. They're old parents.
66 and 77.
Yeah. No, they're old.
Yeah.
How often do you see your parents?
Well, most of the time I've seen them like every other day.
Oh, see, that's a lot.
Then. Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
Don't know. I'm confused right now.
Does your is your girlfriend concerned at all?
Yeah, she got sickle cell. So.
Oh no.
Oh, this is you. First of all, y'all need to stay away from each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm getting choked up, but yeah, it's a little kind of weird.
Yeah, don't they just need to stay away from each other?
Stay away from each other and phone a friend.
How does he get? Yeah. Okay. Call somebody you know isn't sick. But then one thing leads to another leads to another. Why are you covering your nose? Are you afraid Michael's going to get you sick over the phone, Lil Jess?
No, our engineer Tracy came in to wipe the doors, and whatever he sprayed is toxic right now.
Yes, it
so
is.
Trapping me from being able to breathe right now.
I thought you were like, I don't want to get this through the phone. Because you can never be too careful.
Yeah.
Because right now, you never know. Tomorrow, that's what they'll tell us. If you've talked to anybody on the phone that has coronavirus, it'll come. It came through in the vibrations. At this point,
guys, you guys have be safe, man.
You too. Yeah, good luck with that.
Thank you, guys. I got to get to work.
Yeah, all right.
Doing an asphalt job, so thank you.
Yeah, go. We'll see you.
Make that money.
Yeah, call a friend for sure.
Yeah, you're going to have to, like, if you have an asphalt job or something like that where, like, you're working with other people or something, but you could do it at a distance, I'd recommend carpooling would be the only thing that I can think about because you're going to be around them anyway, so the less people that you're around, the better.
But she needs, honestly, the girlfriend is the one that needs to
work with
quarantine.
That person. Yeah.
Yeah, keep the car.
How essential. Car. Yeah, get the car back.
No, keep the car. She's been in it. You can have the car.
The car on fire.
You can Lysol the car. My man Michael got to get to work. Oh, man. That's tough, isn't it?
It's very tough. It's very, very tough. That's the only thing I could suggest, but he can't go near her or his car until 14 days from now.
All right. Facebook fight's coming up. Lysol will kill it, won't it? With that in mind.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Oh, and I forgot too, because we're supposed to provide essential information.
Yes.
If necessary.
The essential.
Yes, we're here to bring the important information if you need it.
You know everything we know.
Yeah, kinda. I mean, stuff pops up. Like Tom Brady leaving the Patriots yesterday. That happened during the show. That was important. That was important. You know, important stuff like this, honestly. Because while everything else is going on in the world, Kim, it's an important day for you.
Hello.
Is it not an important day for you?
Yes, it is. It is. It's my son's 17th birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. Happy What's birthday. His name?
Ethan.
One more year and you can legally kick him out.
And you know what? To be honest with you, this last year I wanted to kick him out.
Yes. Yeah.
I love him, but hey, you know what? You're 17, and now I tell him every day, I love you, but keep it going. One more year, and you're...
Yeah, honestly, in this state, I believe 16, you can emancipate. So, I mean, you know, maybe you just put the papers on his bed.
Just to see what happens,
Just to see if he'll take the bait. But what's his name?
Ethan.
Well, happy birthday, Ethan. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday. We wish it was a birthday, so you can party too. Hey!
Thank you, guys.
Have a great day. See, we made her laugh.
That's exactly. It.
Okay, this is crazy. So I was just talking to my buddy Margo. And I say she's my buddy Margo because Facebook is the great equalizer. We grew up and we went to school together, but I thought we went to high school together. Margo reminds me, no, we went to junior high together. Right, Margo? You said you moved in ninth grade?
Yes, I moved in the middle of ninth grade.
Crazy.
That's
did awesome. You end up going to school with Chrissy Teigen?
Yes, I did.
See, I told you the next town over was where Chrissy Teigen went to school.
That's right.
And so,
So you can call up Chrissy too, right? You guys be friends and everything.
Oh, can we 3-way call Chrissy Teigen right now?
Oh, I have her phone number.
Do you really?
Shut up.
No.
Well, no. Here's the thing. Margo's kind of a big deal. I'm going to tell you the truth. Margo's kind of a big deal. Margo was on Good Morning America today.
Well, actually, it got postponed. Sorry, but it will be airing. I just don't know when. They postponed it today.
Well, I love this because it all started. Margo opened up a cupcake shop. And how did they find you to put you on the news?
So our local news just reached out to me to talk to, about how small business was being impacted. And that, so I did a show on our local news, Como, about a week and a half ago when this really started to get kind of real for us, where we were having to lay people off. And I opened in 2009 when the economy was completely tanked. but people really, you know, they came around us because it was, it was difficult times, but it was something that people could still do. They could, they might not be buying the Jimmy Choo shoe, but they could still buy cupcakes. And so we actually really bloomed during that time. And then 9/11 came around, and that was some really hard times. But in all the stuff that has happened over the last 10 years, we just celebrated 10 years, we have never once cut hours, laid anyone back or off until now. And so it was kind of a really a big deal that we were laying people off. When they came out to my store, I was, you know, I was really sad. I was actually crying. I'm like, I can't believe I have to let my people go. Some of my people have been with me since we opened 10 years ago. So that was really the story. But then it was amazing. People saw that story, and one person called and said, I really want to support you. I want to support your business, and I want to buy cupcakes to send, lots of cupcakes. She bought 10 dozen to send to the teachers that were still working at the district teaching kids online. She said, I just want to send cupcakes to them and kind of get them in their hands. And I'm like, great. So I did that. And then another person called and said, I want to send cupcakes to the ER at Evergreen Hospital at the epicenter here for the nurses and the doctors. Well, it just kept going like that. I kept getting these huge orders. But really, that day was so amazing. A teacher from my kids, or actually the principal from my kids' elementary school back when they were in elementary, said, you know what? You guys have supported our community. You've given so much to our school over the years. We want to do something for you. I want to order, she just wanted to order a couple dozen cupcakes to bring to the meeting. But what she didn't tell me is after she did that, during the meeting, she told the teachers to just start Venmoing me whatever they could, even though she paid for the cupcakes. And I just started getting random in Venmos. I didn't even know some of the names, and I didn't know who they were from. And some of them were just $3. Some were $20, but it was what they could do, right? It was what people could give. And to me, you know, those $3 Venmos were sacrificial because it's all that person could do. And they wanted to help some way, somehow. And then one of my employees called and said, we just had a teacher come in. He bought a cupcake. He paid with a $20 bill, asked us to keep the change, but he left an envelope. And, so I went into the store and I grabbed the envelope when I was there later in the day. And I opened it up and he just said, we're standing with you. We love you. Thank you. And he gave us a $100 bill.
Yeah.
And that's just where it started. And it has, it honestly, you guys, it has not stopped. And business is completely shut down here, but they're letting takeout. So we're just on a whole new trend right now. We're doing
the same thing. They just shut down the Strip. Yeah. None of the casinos, nothing is open in Las Vegas. Same thing.
It's crazy. Right? I mean, and to think that restaurants and you know, it's affecting all of us. Let's not try to skirt around that. But restaurants and bars make up so much of the economy on the little guys, right? But I was thinking yesterday why this impact is so tough. I know that, you know, some of the bigger people, they're going to get the bailout, and that's awesome. We need the airlines and our banks to get a bailout because, quite frankly, some of us might not be able to pay our mortgage, right? And so my hope is that they are going to bail those people out so that they will bail out the people that really need it. But I was thinking today, I was like, people who go into the restaurant and the bars and little coffee shops, we don't do that because we think, oh my gosh, I'm going to get rich. It's going to be lucrative. We do it because it's a lifelong dream. Yep. It's something you dreamt about your whole life. So for us, it's like losing a dream. If we don't come back from this and we can't recover, if it goes on more than, you know, 4 or 5 weeks, I would say most of these places won't be around when this comes back.
It's really tough. See, that's why they're going to put her on Good Morning America. She tells a great story.
Exactly.
Super proud of you. Hang in there. We've got to run. But I just wanted to.
Thank you so much.
I saw the story. It was great. I'm like, I know that girl.
I want to know where you saw the story first.
It was literally in a prep service that which I had seen it on Facebook. Because we're Facebook friends.
Okay.
But then it actually made national news. I saw it in a prep service.
Wow.
So yeah.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Thanks, Chet.
Well, listen, we'll talk again. We've got each other's number, and you'll give me Chrissy Teigen's number and everything will be good.
Okay. I'll try to get a hold of that.
Okay.
Thanks,
all right,
guys.
We'll see you.
Have a great day.
Yeah, as soon as this all blows over, we'll come visit.
Let's do it.
Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Only because I like the sound effect. Facebook fights. Coronavirus conspiracy. Oh, wait. Is that the end? Okay, hang on. Facebook fights. Coronavirus conspiracy. Coming up in just moments on the Jeff Buchanan Show. But, Kayla... Would you say shout out your sexy business?
Oh, shout out your sexy small business.
Here's what's funny. I realized last night, and I did not know this on Twitter, that I was following somebody who is in the sexy business.
Oh.
Because they were like, hey, by the way, we got no conventions coming to town. Locals, if you're down. And I was like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
I'd never noticed any sort of activity before. And I was like, well, I guess.
Yeah. You
know, I suppose. Everybody got to eat. So, shout out your business. Kyle, shout out your business.
Elite Vacuums Plus.
What do y'all do?
We repair vacuums. We sell vacuums. We have sanitizer stuff, cleans carpets, pet urine, all that stuff.
Okay, so now one would contend that you were not an essential business. How are you getting around that?
Well, I think we kind of are, though. Don't you need cleaning supplies and stuff to clean your house and stuff?
Point taken, sir.
That's good.
No, that's
You've
good.
Made yourself essential.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm just asking questions. I'm not making accusations.
No, I know. Yeah, no, yeah. I understand. Yeah. Everybody needs a vacuum. Everybody needs to keep clean.
How can they get a hold of you?
They can come to Trop and a Wallapai. We're on the west side of town.
I got you. That's my neighborhood.
All right.
If you see a black truck go by and they honk, that's me.
All right. I'll look for it.
All right, buddy. Chris in the south side, shout out your business.
Our business is off-road tours and drive a monster truck. We are an outdoor business. We are still running our ATV tours. It's only 4 person per buggy, so we're keeping that social distance. We're cleaning everything down, and you can get out your frustrations, come out and drive the largest limousine monster truck in the world and crush something. And that way you can burn off some anxiety from all of this craziness.
No, we got you. Thank you. What's the name of the place again?
It is Monster Truck Las Vegas and Off Road Tours Las Vegas.
Okay.
And we are in the hills of Good Springs. Okay. We're out there just past the Pioneer Saloon. So we're out.
No, brother, I told you this is not going to be an infomercial. You gotta go. I told you. You know what though? You know what I appreciate. You know what I love about Chris right there? He was going, I'm going to keep pushing this till he cuts me.
Right. Right.
That's a man who knows how to sell.
He's got a list bullet points in front of him. Like, hit all of them. Hit all of them. Oh, nah. Here we go.
In the back of his head. He's having the conversation with himself going, I can't believe he's still letting me talk.
Good job, Chris.
Good job, Chris. Proud of you, brother.
All that know me know that's a true statement.
Amen. Amen. Did anybody expect the first two would be vacuum cleaners and monster trucks?
I had no idea.
I did not. I thought it would be a steady stream of restaurants.
Right?
That's what I thought it would be. I thought it would be takeout. And honestly, my stomach is growling in anticipation.
The first takeout place? I know. Tell me where I can get some food.
Heidi, shout out your small business.
Barks and Bubbles Dog Grooming in Summerlin.
What is it?
Barks and Bubbles Dog Grooming.
Barks and Bubbles Dog Grooming. All right.
And how cute.
And you're going to stay open, or are you a mobile thing, or what do you do?
Well, we're finding out right now if we're going to be essential or not.
And so until noon, we're open. And then after that, we're waiting for it to come down whether we're considered essential.
You know what? Amen. I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take that because you got until noon. Why not? Shout out your business, doctor.
Hi, yes. This is Dr. Ranai from Kidney Specialists of Southern Nevada. We run about 1,500 dialysis patients, and we are on staff at every hospital in town. And, you know, the nurses and the technicians and the doctors that come into work, we take enormous risks.
Sure.
And I think if anybody wants to support a small business, just come by and leave anything and then support the small business, because we cannot take time off. If we take time off, our patients die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's true.
You are essential.
Yeah.
No, you're totally.
So we are a group of about 45 providers. We are all over town.
Here we go again. No, how can they get a hold of you?
My office is 702-877-1887.
My man. All right, we got to go. But good luck to you. Hang in there. No, that's good. That's good. We haven't had one restaurant.
I'm so shocked about that, by the way.
Yeah. Amy wanted to shout out her boyfriend's business. I'm interested.
Hi.
Yeah, you're up. We're on a schedule. We got to go.
Oh, it's Sean's Towing, 702-296-0659.
Sean's Towing.
That's wifey right there.
Yeah. Put a ring on it, Sean.
Come on, Sean.
This ain't nobody out. That's a thing. I never thought about that. Tow trucks are hosed because there's nobody out.
That's very true.
But those of us who have to go to work, if I lose a tire on the 215, I'm going to need Sean.
Angel on the east side. What was that? Shout out your small business.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Angel. My business is Venus Body Sculpting, which is not essential. But, you know, people still take their weight loss very serious. However, we are closed, unfortunately.
Well, we're going to need you after this.
Yeah, we'll need you later.
I got on my diet.
Yeah,
all right, my snacks.
I've already gone through all of my coronavirus quarantine snacks. I'm already out of snacks.
I tell you, I was standing there like, can of green beans or box of Oreos?
Box of Oreos.
And I went, box of
day.
Oreos.
All day. All day. All right. Well, Faith, shout out your small business.
Petland of Henderson is still open. Come play with puppies. Come buy a puppy for your quarantine buddy.
Until noon. Not one single damn restaurant.
I am so shocked about that.
That's not at all how I thought that was going to go. But it was fun. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did.
I listen on the app.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
Catch anything you missed. Or if you just want to hear it again at KLUC.com or on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
Facebook fights. Coronavirus conspiracy. Who wants to play Kyle?
I'll do Kyle.
You'll do Kyle. So then you're Nick.
Okay.
Well, Jess. I will be playing the part of Chrissy, and then Kayla, even or odd? Even or odd?
Odd.
The number is 2. Kayla said odd. So, Lil' Jess, you're picking up a second role of Jacob.
Jacob it is.
So two accents. You get two fun accents.
So you're Kyle?
I'm Kyle.
You're Kyle, and then Lil' Jess is Nick.
And Jacob.
And Jacob.
And you are Chrissy.
And I am Chrissy. Do we want to go now?
We could do it.
Can we just do it now?
Let's go.
All right, then. Ladies and gentlemen, wait, I'm not ready to do it now. I can almost do it now. I can do it now. Now. Ladies and gentlemen. An exclusive presentation of the Chet Buchanan Show. It's Facebook fights.
Dude. Sorry.
It's Facebook fights. Kayla's fired up.
Kyle is fired up.
It's Facebook fights. Coronavirus conspiracy. Kyle.
Dude, so tired of the media hyping this so-called coronavirus. There is no threat to anyone.
Nick?
I wouldn't say no threat to anyone. People have died.
Yeah. Kyle, you're not that smart. People have died.
I don't know anyone that's died, do you?
No.
What? And what?
Kyle is one of those idiots that doesn't believe anything that is reported by mainstream media.
Damn right. How do
Why does Nick sound like Chrissy?
You rubbed off on it. You rubbed off on it. You know I can't stay consistent. Quit judging me in a time of crisis.
No. I was just asking. It was a pure. No. Wait a minute. Are Nick and Chrissy twins? Coronavirus conspiracy.
Oh, God.
Wait, okay, man, where were we? Hang on a second. Kyle, go.
Damn right. How do we even know there is a, quote, coronavirus? Are we supposed to just accept whatever CNN and MSNBC tells us?
Okay, Jacob, different voice.
Dude, coronavirus is the name for a large set of illnesses, including the common cold and other respiratory infections.
Well, thank you, Jacob.
Coronaviruses were first discovered in the 1960s. The term novel coronavirus means it's a new form of the virus. And since nobody has any immunity to it, it is running unchecked through the global population.
Jacob, Nick, and Chrissy? Are they triplets?
Conspiracy!
Back to Kyle.
Wow, look at the brain on Jacob. I don't know who you are, but you must have slept at a Holiday Inn Express last night because you think you're a doctor.
Jacob?
Kyle, I was asked by Nick to join this thread because I am a doctor, and he thought I could help you.
I don't need any help. I am not sick with fake virus.
No, Kyle, you don't understand. I am a doctor of psychiatry. I think I can help you.
Damn!
That was Chrissy, by the way.
Damn! F you, Chrissy, and F you too, Nick.
Seriously, Kyle, I am going to send you a direct message with my information. Please come to talk to me before you go full Alex Jones.
Very nice. Very nicely done, ladies and gentlemen. That's Woo-hoo! Facebook Fights. Coronavirus conspiracy ripped straight from the headlines.
I still think Chrissy and Jacob are the same person, so.
And Nick.
Tune in next time to find out if Chrissy, which one? Chrissy,
Nick, Jacob.
Nick and Jacob.
And Jacob are all the same person. On Facebook Fights, on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Come on. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5.
Thank you to our friends at Centennial Toyota for the custom Chet Buchanan Show shirts. I suppose we could actually throw you one out the door. Let me go see if we know where they are.
Just honk.
Truly.
Beep, beep.
Yeah, you can honk. We'll come out appropriate distance. You could open your window and we could throw it through the window. Now, whatever virus we may have would be on the shirt.
Exactly.
Yeah, probably. No, we shouldn't give away any shirts.
Nah.
But we can do a final exam. Brought to you by Meineke. They've extended Customer Appreciation Month. And who knows how long now? You know what I mean? We're in for the long haul now. They are still doing $14.95 synthetic oil changes. Oh, I don't know if they will be or not. But boom, that just happened. Meineke, I've heard no different.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're working on the outside of the car.
Right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't they be able to get... It seems pretty essential.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll find out. But for now, they're sponsoring the final exam. Enrique Iglesias and Ricky Martin, MGM Grand Garden Arena, September 26th. We have those tickets. What's going to be so, why is tomorrow going to be so freaking weird? As if it's not weird already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With the strip shut down, all the businesses shut down, everybody quarantined at home, as if it's not weird enough already. Why will tomorrow be even weirder? Because we are all broadcasting from our respective homes.
Yes.
We're broadcasting from home. We'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
We're broadcasting from home. What? I would listen just for the chaos.
I will be.
Oh, this is going to be really interesting. In any event, that's your final exam answer. We'll go commercial free till the end of the show.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! By the way, we were trying to figure out how to do small business shout out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be broadcasting from home tomorrow. Company wants to do a trial run on it, see how it works.
Like, your face just says it all. If I could describe it, it's the raised eyebrow face.
Be very interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting enough. We've done this before, but it's only been me. It's only been me broadcasting from another place.
Yeah.
And we've done it anyway, and it's worked out okay for the most part, but there's always something that goes wrong.
Exactly.
There's always something that'll be. So now with the idea that none of us are in the room,
it's going to be interesting, to say the least.
Yikes. Are you really doing it from bed?
Yeah. I've been pretty comfortable. Yeah, you know, I don't put much effort in, so why should I change it for tomorrow?
You know what? I was joking. See, this, I feel bad. I feel like I was judgmental.
Don't feel bad.
I didn't. Well, I didn't mean to be. I didn't mean to be judgmental.
I mean, I'll sit up when you need me to, which is all the time.
It does lead me to perhaps question the effort. It does. I mean, perhaps wonder if there, you know, if we're putting everything into it that we could. But, you know.
We got to have some fun while we do this. That's
gonna
where it's coming from.
Exactly. It's going to be interesting. So you got to make it at least a little fun.
Yeah. It's not fun if one of us is still laying in bed.
You will never know.
That's the thing.
You will never know.
I'm telling you straight up right now. It's No Pants Thursday. I'm doing it on purpose just for fun.
See?
Well, you're going to be set up in your office.
Yeah.
I'd figure as much. I'm going to go into my closet and do that just because I...
Of course
no,
she is.
Like, weirdly enough, it's when I record things, if I need to, like, record a quick spot and I'm not at the studio to record it, I'll do it from my closet because it's all padded with all the clothing and everything.
And she's got a brand new closet,
exactly.
Remember?
Oh, sure.
You got to utilize it.
No free plug. Well, small business-ish. That's really funny, though. I'm envisioning that Kayla will have a blanket over her head. And a flashlight.
No, but I'm going to put, we don't have a door.
And snacks of some sort.
I will have snacks. We don't have a door on our closet. It just goes into our bathroom. And so I have to hang a blanket now on the front of the door so it kind of creates that padding.
You don't.
It doesn't echo into the bathroom.
What a shock that Kayla's overthinking this.
I know.
Is
so
anyone
shocking.
Else amazed?
She's trying to produce great quality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
While I'm going to lay back and play my Xbox.
What do you think will happen first? We'll be on the air and my dogs will bark. We'll be on the air and Kayla's dogs will bark. Or we'll be on the air and Lil Jess's son will come in and ask a question.
Oh, your dogs will bark. Definitely. And then Lil Jess's son will come in and ask a question.
Wrong.
Really?
No.
All I have to say is, do not disturb me. And he will take that as gospel.
Mommy needs alone time.
That's funny.
No matter what you hear going on in here, mommy needs to be left alone. Yeah, I get it.
What?
No, my mom used to say the same thing. I don't care what you hear in here.
If I
need saving, I will let you know. In no uncertain terms.
If you hear anything coming from my end, it's just going to be my dog basically licking my face or attempting to lick the microphone because my dog doesn't bark, but my dog is a licker and licks everything as soon as she comes in. And if you're eye level with her, which I plan on being on the ground in the closet, then it's over.
Penny
Game over for me.
Penny the Pirate Dog.
Yeah. She is the best.
She's great.
But she is attached to me at the hip when I'm home. So,
it's just, you know how the greatest things come out of just mistakes
a lot of times?
So Cindy has just tried to get in on the, when we were doing small business shout outs, and she just emailed hers.
Oh.
She just emailed hers. Here's my shout out. You got to put in some effort.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, starting your workday with commercial free music.
Commercial free.
Yes.
On 98.5 KLUC.
At first I wasn't so sure about this, but now I kind of want to have a Netflix party.
Okay.
Sure about this?
Yes,
I am. You know this thing, the Netflix party?
It's cool.
You want to be connected to friends or family and possibly even watch a movie together. If you've got Google Chrome, computer.
It wants to be a part of the Netflix party, too.
We'll go like an hour and a half. I'll go an hour and a half of having no emails at all. Turn the mic on.
Exactly.
Shut up, computer. If you've got Google Chrome, you can sync up your Netflix stream with anybody. That's like having your cycles sync up. You know what I mean? All of us girls in the room too long. But then you can talk about what you're watching in a sidebar chat. And it's called a Netflix party.
I think it's brilliant.
I kind of dig it.
It's really fun, right? And I didn't even know. I mean, the idea that they created it for this, I'm probably going to do this from now on with like my friends that live across the country or whatever. So we can watch things together and talk about stuff.
A Google Chrome?
Yeah, I have Chrome.
Oh, well.
Do you have Chrome?
No.
You should download it. We should do this tonight. I think it'd be really good. It's a good bonding exercise because if you can bond over that, I think you can bond over anything.
I'm self-isolating. I'm taking it very, very seriously.
You're very essential right now, and you don't take a chance.
She's only doing that to make sure that I tell the joke that she just made. I forget what I said. I don't even know what it was. It's just a random, means nothing statement. Kayla looks at me and she goes, "How dare you talk to me that way? I'm an essential employee." Yes, you are, and I apologize. I'm sorry, I did not recognize your rank.
Yeah.
God bless everybody hand washing right now. A woman named Miley from Vancouver, Washington, posted on Reddit about her recent hand washing issue. She says, "Just realized my soap wasn't working because it's literally a block of cheese." It was a couple of days of, "Why isn't this foaming? I come to realize it's a dried out square of Tillamook sharp cheddar cheese. I suspect I left it out when I was intoxicated and just forgot." And she showed a picture of the cheese, which absolutely does look like fancy soap.
Really?
It does.
See, here's the thing. And here, unless you got one of them water softeners, you might be washing your hands with cheese and don't even know it.
And don't even know it.
Because, you know, if you got hard water at your house, there ain't no foam.
That's funny.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have a water softener?
Yes.
You have a water softener?
Yes, we do.
We do not.
Ooh. So you've been washing with cheese this whole time and you had no idea.
It's possible because there's no bubbles. Little Jess.
Yes, sir.
I saw you having a moment to yourself in the other room there with this song. Does this song make you feel sexy?
No. I don't think that's like, the word for it.
Makes me feel sexy.
It calms me down, though.
No, it makes me feel sexy. It does. I just wanted to see what y'all would do. Mm-hmm. No, actually, it might a little bit.
You woke up with us. Now take us to work.
Yay!
The Jeff Buchanan Show, kicking off your workday commercial-free on 98.5 KLUC.
Here's the thing. I feel sexy so infrequently that I'm not exactly sure what it feels like.
Yeah, what is so, this?
The greatest person in the world.
I just didn't know.
So you're giving your greatest person in the world to Billie Eilish for making you feel
sexy? Making me feel something. I don't know. Was that sexy?
I guess.
I don't know. I don't know what it was. I'm really not sure.
That's funny.
Hey, you guys know who Brad Paisley is?
Yes, I do. Country artist.
He's in those Nationwide commercials.
I love him in those.
With Peyton Manning.
Yeah. You met Brad Paisley before, right?
Did meet Brad Paisley.
That's cool.
A little hoorah with Brad Paisley.
That's right. I forgot.
It's his fault.
Take Brad Paisley for being like let's sit on the side of the stage and drink or whatever. But then you got a really cool experience where he like came over and wanted to drink with you guys.
Buddy of mine took it. He had a bit. So before the show, Brad's back there pouring Guinnesses before the show. And he's actually quite good at it. And then during the show, there's a bar on stage. We were at the bar on stage. They kept drinking beers. I felt it would only be inappropriate if I did not, you know, they bring them.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to say no.
And you know that if there's somebody else out there watching the show that goes, "That son of a isn't drinking his beer."
Yeah.
If Brad Paisley brought me a beer, I'd drink it.
Yep.
So I drank the beers. And then after the show, Brad Paisley poured more Guinnesses. And Brad Paisley opened up recently a free grocery store in Nashville. The idea was he and his wife, Kimberly Williams, who was, I know you know the movie, was Steve Martin, the Father of the Bride.
Father of the Bride.
Wasn't she in that?
Yeah, she was in a lot of Lifetime movies too.
Yeah, yeah. So they're married, and they recently opened the store as a nonprofit where people in need can get groceries for free. So Brad just put it up on Instagram yesterday. Well, the store is open, but in light of how times have changed, we have decided to change the way we do things a bit. We're mobilizing a group of volunteers to deliver 1 week's groceries to elderly people that should not be out shopping on their own in these times. As you know, elderly high risk for coronavirus.
Yeah.
Brad Paisley ain't having it. Pretty good dude.
That's amazing.
What I remember of the experience. Pretty good. So, hey, Brad Paisley, you're all right, dude. You just might be.
The greatest person in the world.
Little Jess.
So yesterday, one of my best friends, Janita, she texts me and she's like, you'll never guess who I'm with. And I already knew who it was. It was our other best friend, Joy. So I immediately contacted them on FaceTime. And it was nice to just get out of the coronavirus mindset talk to your friends and see them smiling and everything. But I not only bring them up, but to say this, that we were making plans to see each other in like a year or something, whether they come here, I go where they are.
Oh, where are they? Where do they live?
Right now, my friend Joy is in San Antonio, Texas, and my friend Janita is in Kansas. And of course, they're going to come here.
I was like, you can't get together with them. It's not okay.
No.
Well, yeah, awesome.
So, but I bring that up to say that those of you that are making your 1 to 10 year plans, y'all is...
Oh, what?
The greatest person in the world.
Caught me with the ending there. Yeah, that was the. I didn't have the ending ready. Okay.
So last week I gave when the Harvey Weinstein sentencing came down and he got 23 years. I gave it to the justice system. I'm going to give it to the justice system again because
justice,
actually, specifically the British court system that convicted his name is Hisham Abedi of being an accomplice in the Manchester attack 2 years ago. His brother Solomon carried out the actual murder suicide of what happened, but they said that he had ties to it by buying all the chemicals and equipment and everything like that, and they convicted him yesterday. So to the British court system and to the justice system,
F that guy. They should make him go out in a group of people and you know, lick people's shoulders.
Exactly.
Until he gets the coronavirus.
So, justice system.
And then don't help him.
Yeah, right.
Wow, that took a dark turn. I'm sorry.
The greatest person in the world. Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right!
It's the Jet Buchanan Show's final exam.
Well, and it's possible that it may be the last one for a while. I'll explain why. Who's on the phone, Lil Jazz?
Saudi Winters from Summerlin.
Hey.
If you're the last person that we get to talk to on this show from the outside world, I'm okay with that. You know what I mean? I'm good with that. So why? So this will help explain all of it. So why is tomorrow going to be extra weird?
Because just like me, we're all going to be at home.
We're all going to be
at home.
Oh, they haven't figured out. We figured out a way to do pretty much everything else. We haven't figured out a way to do phones. So so for now, no phones. But we'll be doing a show tomorrow from our respective houses. We should. I'm going to Facebook Live from my house.
Oh, smart.
Okay so you'll
with
know.
Your pants off.
Well, that's right. Waist up. Just like TV news. You never know what they're wearing under that desk.
I do get shocked when they stand up and they show like the clips or whatever, and they stand up and somebody's wearing like shorts or whatever. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Weird.
You're going to force me to have to put a bra on.
No, you don't have to do it. You don't have to. I mean, you don't have to Facebook Live. You probably should put a bra on, but I don't know. No, I'm not judging.
Oh, man, that's great. We should. I'm going to get super fancy tomorrow, actually, and put on like an evening gown that I haven't been able to wear
Kayla,
yet.
Let's
this is
going to
be great. This is going to be great.
Hilarious. I may tux up.
With no pants on.
With no pants on.
That's right. So
awesome. That's right. Put a ski mask on.
Just because we can.
Yeah. All right. Well, Saudi, enjoy Enrique Iglesias and Ricky Martin, assuming that they'll be here in September.
You know, it'll happen eventually.
And then we'll see you soon.
All right, you guys, take care. Be safe.
Hang tight 1 second. You too. And thank you again to our friends at Meineke. Customer Appreciation Month is going on at least until noon. We know that. After that, I don't know, but we'll see. But yeah, $14.95 synthetic oil changes. Boom, that just happened at Meineke. So, I honest to God, I would listen tomorrow.
Just to see if it actually works.
Oh, because this could be the biggest you-know-what show ever. You know what I mean? Like, yep. It's like people who watch NASCAR for the crashes. It's just that could... That could be.
We'll see.
Nothing?
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm really excited.
She doesn't put a bra on. That's why she's excited.
She won't get out of bed.
And because it's, you know, it'll be a mess, so it'll be really fun.
I got to be honest, why? Now, the more I'm thinking about it, the more you should stay in bed. And it would be even funnier if you actually fell back asleep. Hey, little Jess. And then you just hear it kind of off mic. The heavy breathing?
Yes, yes. Yes, and
yeah, all right. The weekend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hand me that tequila shot. Yeah, yeah.
Tequila shot.
So funny.
Do you dream about tequila shot? That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, I think we have to go. Have a lovely day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Stay the F home. Be safe. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5
KLQC. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.